Fantastic. Well, I've got the tape rolling, so go ahead and tell us a little bit about what happened in Shelby County this morning.
All right. So shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, a train derailment in Fountaintown was reported to Shelbyville Dispatch, Shelby County Dispatch, and so they were dispatched at about 8:07 this morning. First to arrive on scene was a sheriff's deputy who reported that there had been a significant train derailment, and he requested additional units from there. It was once they got on scene and realized that there might be a hazardous materials leak that they called it for the Indianapolis Fire Department, which was around 8:30 this morning. Preliminarily, they evacuated five houses in each direction, one to the, five to the north and five to the south, so that because they didn't know what they had at that time, that ended up being, they ended up having no hazardous materials and no significant leaks other than used cooking oil and some plastic pellets leaking from two of the rail cars. So there was no hazardous materials leak found, and those people were able to go back into their homes. No injuries were reported and no loss of life, so that was a good thing. The rail cars, there was about 80 rail cars in this complement that were traveling from east to west, and within the middle of that, 12 of the cars had a catastrophic derailment and basically piled up on each other. CSX is out there doing an investigation, and preliminarily they have zero idea what may have caused it. So it's going to be a minute as they conduct their investigation. They're looking at several different options, one of which maybe was there an issue with the wheels coming disengaged from one of the cars? Was there an issue with the actual track itself? They had about a 100-foot section where the rail timbers, the railroad ties, an entire 100-foot section was pulled up out of the ground due to the velocity of the crash. So there was a pretty significant impact in that area, but again, no injuries were reported, so that's the good thing.
Okay, we've been hearing a lot about road closures, State Road 9, U.S. 52, a couple county roads. Are all the roads that they mentioned that are closed earlier, are those going to be, I would assume those would be closed for a while. Is that the case?
Yeah, and I'm not super familiar with that area, but I would say, you know, it's going to take them a minute to get not only their investigation completed, but then to remove the part of the track that needs to be repaired. Several officials that, you know, work in that industry said that it could be as early as, you know, 24 to 48 hours before they get the track up and running again. But I don't know how long, what that means in terms of actually opening the roads back either. So, because there's a pretty significant section of track that they're going to have to remove and then replace along with the rail car. So it may be quite some time. I would, you know, say if you have to reroute or can find another way to go, please do so, because it, you know, I think there's a main thoroughfare that goes through there that's pretty blocked right this minute. But, you know, hopefully within 24 hours, I guess. I'm just not really familiar with how long that takes to get all those pieces removed. And the 12 cars that were in the pileup, they're pretty significantly wedged in together. So that, again, is a whole other issue that they're going to have to deal with. They didn't have, like I said, they didn't have any hazardous materials leakage, but they still have to get those cars removed, and I'm unfamiliar with how they get that done.
Okay, Rita Wright from the Indianapolis Fire Department helping out with the train derailment this morning. I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. We're just thankful that it wasn't any worse, but it was, you know, a different way to start the morning, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Rita. Be safe out there.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.